maganda.
Talino.
Yaman.
Yummy.
Katropa.
Siksi. Liglig.
Malaman.
Aba, patindi.
Fun group dynamics.
Oh, God. Oh, wow.
Drive my car. Ah. If you know what I mean.
Tropang radio.
Tropang radio.
Tropang radio.
Yo, mga katropa, it's 7:04 on a Thursday night. Oras na para sa Tropang Rad.
Yo!
Ako si Katropang Gian.
Ako si Katropang Carl.
Ako si Katropang Neil.
Yo, mga katropa. Thank you so much for listening to us here at Tropang Radio. Yan. Thursday na
Are
ulit.
They listening?
Someone should. should.
Some people are.
Some people are. Yeah. Ayan, so Thursday na mga katropa, and it's payday Thursday sa ilan po nating mga katropa, no? Na nakakakuha ng kanilang sweldo.
Regularly.
Sa dulo ng ano, sa dulo at gitna ng bawat buwan. Alright. So for tonight, no, pagpapatuloy natin ang ating talakayan doon sa ating week-long theme na People and Power, coming from drawing inspiration from yung People Power anniversary noong February 25, Monday. Alright. So for the past few days, ay pinag-uusapan natin yung ilang mga relations natin, no, as humans doon sa ilang mga bagay, konsepto at pinagkukuhanan ng kapangyarihan. So, napag-usapan na natin kahapon yung knowledge, no? Knowledge tayo kahapon, no? Katropang Carl. And then, Tuesday, beauty. Mm-hmm. Kagandahan. So, tonight, we're going to talk about money.
Kayamanan.
Alright, so.
Money ba? Hindi ba wealth, fortune?
Money. Wealth.
Fortune.
Well, or fortune. Okay. Uh-huh. Pero dun sa ating, ano, sa PubMat, wealth. Mm-hmm. Wealth, yeah. Pero, yeah, wealth ay money. Pero,
money
sige.
Agad?
Ayun na nga. So, sige. Dun muna tayo mag, ano.
Yeah,
ano ba para sa inyo ang kayamanan, mga katropa? Sige, katropang Neil, you brought the question. Well.
Yan.
Maganda sa panahon na to na magkaroon. Pagka mga pecha de peligro na, no? Nung money talaga. Pero yung kayamanan, syempre, hindi lang yan, hindi lang, yung form niya, hindi lang dumarating sa tangible, alam niyo, nag-a-appeal sa five senses natin. Meron din mga intangible na somehow na maaari nating ma-share o na-i-share sa atin na kayamanan o wealth. Siguro, kabaitan, siguro yung pagmamahal.
Pero yan ba ay mga bagay na would give you power?
Oo naman. Syempre, yung tiwala pa lang na binibigay sa'yo ng tao, di ba? Kung hindi ba na makapangyarihan na yun na. Syempre, yung kapangyarihan na to, iingatan natin. Kasi pag nga naman nagkalamat ang salamin, hindi na uli mababalik sa dati.
Mm-mm.
Talaga? Hindi ko alam yung metaphor na yun.
Unless meron kang dadaanan na chemical process.
Meron laging ano yun eh. Meron unless.
Unless.
Yung mga metaphors na yun.
Unless otherwise provided by.
Pwede ka namang umaman agad. Mas diba, may chemical process kung gagawin.
Oo.
How about you, Katropang Carl? Your thoughts on
money being wealth? I agree with Katropang Neil na wealth shouldn't be limited to money alone. It shouldn't be defined by how much money you have or how much property you have. Diba? Wealth is para sa akin, health is wealth. Yeah. Baligtad.
Health is wealth.
But is wealth health? Labo.
Ay nako, logic. Ito na naman ta logic. Parang yesterday night pa tayo nag-aano.
Hindi, I mean, ano ba? Para sa akin kasi yung wealth hindi siya nakabatay lang sa dami ng pera mo or property mo. Ang wealth ay maaari siyang iba't ibang forms of wealth, 'di ba? Wealth sa kaalaman, wealth sa beauty, wealth sa intelligence.
So
wealth.
Could you say
So it's an amount of something that is more than what is usual. I think yun yung pananaw ko sa wealth. Hindi siya yung average intelligence, average beauty, or average number of friends. Or an average type of friendship, diba? Mm-hmm. Parang a wealth of friendship would mean na you have really deep connections with other people and that or marami kang friends, diba? Parang ganun ko siya dinadefine, hindi dun sa traditionally so first thing that comes up to our minds na wealth as yaman, pera, property.
Mm-mm. Yeah. So does that mean to say na we can actually acquire tong beauty, knowledge. Ano yung pag-uusapan tomorrow?
Tomorrow, teka lang mga katropas.
Gusto ko yun.
Strength. So if you have a wealth of strength, wealth of strength. Beauty, wealth of knowledge, does that mean na yung wealth ay yung ultimate power?
An excess of something might not necessarily mean na yun kaagad din pwede natin ma-equate sa ultimate power. I think na, diba, as with all things, an excess of everything is bad.
Yeah.
Para there are certain things na yes, a little bit of excess would make for you being powerful,
yeah,
or
it becomes obscene.
It makes you be able, parang it allows you to do things that you otherwise are not able to do, diba? Yeah. Kung meron kang a little bit more of something, diba? Pero kung nandun ka na sa really far right of the curve na nasa yun na naubod ka na ng yaman or ubod ka na ng ano ba, whatever.
Okay.
You have too much of, there can be a thing as having too much of something then. So, yung wealth, hindi siya yung pinaka-extreme end of it. I think yung wealth is something na just a little bit more of what's average.
Okay. I-ano rin natin siya, no? Doon sa aspect na even if you have, no, di ba ang wealthy ay people have the excess, di ba? This is something that Katropang Carl has brought up, di ba? Pero at the same time, when we see society, itong mga taong na may wealth of something, they are usually the people who are not content, or they still want to gain more of this wealth. So what do you think of that? Yung although you have an excess of something, you still want to get more of it because it may seem like you're not content with it.
I think
I think yung perspective na yon, Katropang Gian at Katropang Carl, yung the more they want something, I think it only proves na that particular thing would not satisfy them, like, for until the end, if they can see the end. Kasi, if it didn't work for them this time, and then they're wealthy of it, and then they would pursue that thing again, and then amass more of it, then I think it doesn't, maybe apart from being it's not really that satisfaction that brings them to pursue or amass this particular wealth, but they're particularly lost, I think, in a sense na saan nga ba sila angkla, or nakakalungkot naman dahil sa materialistic tendencies na lang ng tao sila napupunta.
Okay, Katropang Carl.
I agree with Katropang Neil na yung sa akin naman, there are certain things na we would want to be wealthy in and healthy naman yung ganong type of wealth, diba? Like wealth of friends, a wealth of knowledge, a wealth of information, diba? These are a wealth of public service, for example, diba? These are things na
sana. Sounds like a politician.
Yeah, sounds very familiar, no?
Nasa campaign period.
Public service.
Hindi po ako nangangampanya, mga katropa. Wala po akong tinatakbuhang posisyon. I mean, ang sa akin lang, there are things na are healthy that kasi you have more of it, diba? A wealth of health, diba? Hindi ka masyadong dinadapuan ng sakit.
You know? Pero siguro, what if pero, your obsession towards, you know, wanting to be healthy? Pero
I think iba yung konsepto ng obsession eh. Hindi naman siya, yung obsession kasi I don't think, for me, hindi siya pasok dun sa konsepto ng wealth. Wealth is something that we traditionally view as positive, diba? It's not something that we associate with negative thoughts.
Unless we are referring to wealthy people who, you know, want to acquire more and can't be content. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's something that I'm...
Oh, exactly.
Why I'm saying this.
I mean, nagigets ko yun, katropang Gian, na yung ganun type of wealth is something, yung ganun type of wealth is something na hindi siya healthy. Diba? I'm leaning towards the side of wealth being something that is healthy. A wealth of knowledge, a wealth of information, yun nga, a wealth of health, diba? Yeah. But there are something, iba naman kasi, para saan iba kasing obsession sa wealth. Iba yung obsession to gain materialistic things doon sa konsepto ng you are wealthy in some aspects.
Yeah. Alright, so let's leave it at that, no? Because it's already 7:15, mga katropa. Later, we will get
different perspectives.
Yes, from our guest katropas from the House of Pearl. So yan ang ating antabayanan sa pagbabalik ng Tropang Rad.
Yo!
Halika na makinig sa TCUP 16.
Siyensya na kayo! Abangan! Dito sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Join us and be inspired to transcend beyond limits through statistics. Limitless! National Youth Summit on Statistics, happening on March 9 at the UP School of Statistics. Expand your knowledge through plenary talks, workshops, and breakout sessions held by prestigious statistic professionals. For more details, visit facebook.com/NYStatisticsSummit. This is brought to you by the UP Statistical Society in partnership with DZUP 1602. Kasali ka! DZUP at 60. Ituloy ang kwento!
One iced coffee for Pam?
Huwag na po yung straw. Salamat.
Kanina pa ako nauuhaw eh. Bili ako ng tubig. Ikaw?
Di na. May baonan ako.
Prepared ah. At tipid pa.
Taon-taon, 8 milyong toneladang basura ang napupunta sa karagatan. Ang pagbabago ay nagsisimula sa'yo. Iwasan ang paggamit ng disposable plastic na nakasasama sa kapaligiran. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
Let's get started. Drive safe. In 400 meters, turn right. Turn right. In 200 meters, turn right. Accident reported ahead.
Ang ligtas na pagmamaneho ay nasisimulan sa pagtutok ng mga mata sa daanan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Epidemic. Noun. Definition. An outbreak of disease that spreads quickly and affects many individuals. Used in a sentence. Every 56 minutes, one Filipino is affected with HIV. There are currently 100,000 Filipinos living with HIV. HIV is an epidemic in the Philippines. Be safe. Get tested. This is a reminder from DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
You are so annoying. You have no friends. Nobody likes you. You're so ugly.
You're stupid. Yuck.
You're gross and fat.
Where do you even
I
get
hope
the confidence?
You're nothing special.
Do everyone a favor
and shut up.
Hateful words will hurt, even if said behind anonymity. Being anonymous doesn't give you the right to cyberbully. Haters, stop the hate.
A public service reminder from DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
Tropang Radio!
Yo, mga katropa, it's 7:18 at nagbabalik po tayo dito sa Tropang Rad.
Yo!
Ako si Katropang Neil.
Ako si Katropang Gian. At kasama din natin si Katropang Carl. I was thinking kung gagayahin ko si Katropang Carl, pero di ko pala kaya yung boses ni Katropang Carl. He is facilitating our Facebook Live. So thank you so much, Katropang Carl. And since I've mentioned, aside from going to 1602 AM, you can also go to dzup.org, and for now, you can also access the live streaming with the video through our Facebook Live sa facebook.com/dzup1602am na sinishare din namin sa ating Tropang Radio Facebook page, fb.com/tropangradio. Alright, so as promised, mga katropa, kasama natin yung ating mga guest katropas from the House of Pearl. So mga katropa, magpakilala naman kayo. Okay?
Yo, ako si Katropang Rats.
Yo, mga katropa, I'm Mitzi.
Yo, ako si Katropang Andy.
Alright, so we have Katropang Andy, Katropang Mitzi, and Katropang Rats here with us from the House of Pearl. And is this your first time on board?
Yes.
Yeah, it's my first time.
Your first time? How
Second
about you?
Time.
When was your first time?
Nag-guest ako dati sa Kwentuhang Pets.
Ah, okay. With katropang Professor Rara. Alright. Hello po, katropang Rara. Okay. For ano, Kwentuhang Pets. Okay. Because of you're taking classes in Jern.
Yeah. Pero ako yung guest at the time.
Oo, yes. Ah, because... Why?
May pet rin ako dati na matay sadly.
Oh,
so, yun yung reason.
Turtle?
Dog.
Dog. So, okay. Alright. So, may I ask naman kung which courses are you taking in the university and why are you here? Sige, katropang Mitzi.
I'm actually taking film right now. Mm-mm. And dahil sa BC 100 actually, kaya nandito ako right now.
Mm-mm. Okay, that's required kasi for everyone here at CMC. How about you, Katropang Andy?
I'm taking up BA Film then, and mm-hmm. I'm classmates with Katropang Rat and Katropang Mitzi.
Okay, from the House of Pearl.
Yes.
How about you, Katropang Rats?
I'm taking BA Journalism, tapos mag-classmates kaming lahat sa ano, BC 100.
Okay. Of course, kasi we all come from the House of
Pearl.
Alright, so katulad niya ng sinabi ni... katropang John, I forgot kung sinong katropa, pero yung keep those hashtags coming daw, sabi ni katropang John. So, if you want, then interact with us at Tropang Radio sa Twitter. Alright, so as we are talking about it kanina, sinimulan na natin yung pag-uusap tungkol doon sa concept ng power and wealth, no? And siguro magandang simulan kung ano ba ang perspective ninyo doon sa wealth. What for you is wealth, mga katropa?
For me, well, wealth is Mitzi. From personal experience, wealth became money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and basically materialistic na mga possessions.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's because yung background namin na we started, you know, well, my mom started na she was kind of, she wasn't that, ano, hindi siya ganun ka
well off.
Yeah, okay. Well off. Kaya, it was kind of powerless para sa kanya, yung experience niya nung nag-story siya sa amin. So, trinay niya talaga na maka-gain pa ng more money para lang ma-providean kami. And in turn, I guess hindi lang niya inexpect na apparently it gave her some sort of power kasi parang it gave her the resources na to do this, to do that, to mm-hmm. be able to travel, ganun. So I think, yeah, personally I think wealth is equated to that, money and material possessions.
Okay. Thank you so much, Katropang Mitzi, Katropang Rats.
For me yung wealth mas defined siya in terms of kung ano yung interest ng isang person. So maybe for one person, material wealth. Pero personally for me, yung wealth mas define siya in terms of the skills and the traits that you want to possess, you want to learn more in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, yun nga. Siguro meron rin kasing concept sa wealth na parang never enough siya. So parang for me yung skills, you always want to be a better version of yourself. You always want to learn more, get harder, better, smarter, etc.
Mm-hmm. All right. Katropang Andy?
For me, yung wealth, kasi katulad ng sinabi ni Katropang Mitzi, medyo na-equate ko rin siya sa money. Tapos, mm-hmm. in connection din with Katropang Rats, na more on sa skills din siya. Kasi parang, kapag skillful ka, or like, you can do lots of things, parang, possible na mas maka-earn ka ng marami. So, parang medyo both siya na skill and material possession.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Alright. Sa perspective naman siguro ng, let's just equate itong wealth doon sa quantity, no? Kasi parang katulad yan na nabanggit ninyo at nabanggit natin kanina, yung wealth ay parang na-measure siya doon sa excess, doon sa average, right? Mm-hmm. So, what is your relationship when it comes to getting more, pursuing more? Mm-hmm. Ano yung tingin nyo doon siguro?
Getting more, parang at first glance, getting more is kind of like a happy na thing siguro for mm-hmm. a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And in my experience then, getting more, like at first, sobrang saya ko kasi ha, marami pa. So it's a lot of, kung pagkain pa lang yan, yes, marami kami, nagugutom ako. So yes, more pa. Pero eventually parang nabubusog ka eh. Eventually, parang lumalaki, lumulobo na lang tiyan mo sa sobrang busog mo.
No.
So, parang, if yung naging yung quantity na yun, if hindi naman siya physical, if naging, for example, naging something metaphorical siya, naging abstract siya, my experience tells me na it just gives you a lot of anxiety.
Mm-mm.
And it gives you a lot, it puts you on a lot of pressure para lang i-manage yung ganun.
Mm-mm.
And sometimes a lot of people cannot cope with that kind of pressure and it turns them into something else na may or may not be good. May or may not be bad.
Mm-mm.
Ganun.
Your thoughts, Katropang Andy?
Well, for me, pag you get something extra kasi nga, katulad ng sinabi niya, parang at first masaya, pero minsan nahihirapan ka rin kasing isipin kung ano pa yung, kung paano mo sila i-handle. So, kung yung extra mo ay hindi rin siya in moderation. I mean, yun nga, parang hindi rin siya magiging happy na result. Ganon. So, for me, parang sakto lang all the time. Balance lang.
Mm-mm. Alright. Katropang Rats.
I agree with both of them. Yung thing about wealth is, it's not about getting more, pero realizing what you finally have. Parang it's more of, yun nga, nare-realize mo kung ano yung meron na sa'yo. Tapos, mahirap kasi yung, ano, yung wanting more kasi wala siyang ceiling. Parang you always strive na makakuha pa ng material possessions or kung ano man yung desires mo in the world. Pero yung achieving wealth, yung achieving happiness and contentment, mag-result lang talaga siya from finally being content with what you have.
Mm-hmm. Alright. Kanina, no, na yung wealth kasi, no, parang katulad din na nabanggit ni Katropang Andy, mas related din siya dun sa acquisition niya at getting more. And plus, yung sinasabi ni Katropang Andy nga na mahirap din naman na meron kang nakukuha pero you don't manage it well. Diba? So, kayo mga katropas, how do you manage your wealth? Now, be broad as possible kasi hindi, katulad na nabanggit niyo, hindi lang naman confined sa material possession itong pag-manage your wealth. So, paano kayo mag-manage ng mga wealth ninyo sa buhay ninyo? Sige, katropang Andy.
For me, siguro kapag I manage it in a way na ma-share ko siya. So, it's either, for me, kunwari, skill-wise, ituturo ko siya or gagawa ko ng something that will involve a lot of people with what I know. So, for example, filmmaking.
Mm-hmm.
So, I write, I co-write. Parang ganun lang. So, gusto ko siyang i-share as much as possible para hindi ako na-overwhelm.
Mm-hmm. Alright. Katropang Mitzi.
Well, hindi siya ganun ka encouraging, but yung naging experience ko kasi with handling wealth is slight na overwhelm ako mm-hmm. sa ano kasi there's a lot and hindi ko siya ma-manage ng maayos. It's only now in college actually na I'm learning how to manage it kasi being in college is actually very helpful talaga na parang pamukha sa yun na okay, time na ano, you have to fix this na, you have to ano this. So, yung pag ma-manage ko na right now is very baby steps na ano na, okay, first day, ganito muna, first day, ganito muna. Ayun. It's just that siguro pag may mga sale na ganun, hindi na talaga na-handle na maayos.
Okay. Malaking temptation yung sale. Okay. How about you, Katropang Rats?
Bukod sa nabanggit na ano yung for example managing yung finances, yung mm-mm. sa time rin.
Oh, okay.
Kasi time sobrang variable niya. Like may times na sobrang wealthy tayo sa oras, like when we first entered college for example, and then there's all these new opportunities. And then ang saya niyang i-explore lahat. Pero yung thing about wealth is hindi mo alam kung kailan siya mag-run out. Tapos yun nga, yung time it gets shorter and shorter for you. Pero it also gives you more time to focus on your priorities and the things that truly matter. So it's not just about having the most number of time or money or resources, but spending it well. I think that's wealth.
Oh, that's nice. No, nire-relate din ni Katropang Rats dun sa concept ng time is gold. The cliche motto dun sa mga yearbooks, diba? Time is gold. All right. Before we let you off, no. Let you go rather. Even let you off kasi parang may kasalanan. Let you go. Pasok lang tayo ng maiksi dun sa relationships at dun lang tayo sa literal na pag-usapan na. For example, sa mga dates, no, or when you get to know someone, no. Siyempre, pumupunta kayo sa mga dates. So, ibig sabihin, gagastos kayo. Now, ano ba ang preferred ninyo? Gusto nyo ba kayo ang nagbabayad? Kayo ang may nagbabayad for you? Or split the bill? Sige, this is fast talk. Sige. Katropang Andy.
Gusto ko pag ako yung unang nagbabayad. Tapos, kung hindi siya magbabayad, okay lang. Basta, dapat ako bayad ko yung akin.
Okay. Alright. How about you, Katropang Mitzi?
Gusto kong magbayad, pero if medyo hindi niya kayang magbayad right now, ako muna magbayad. Ganun.
Okay. Katropang Rats?
Gusto ko sana ako yung manlilibre, pero only if comfortable siya sa ganung setup.
Okay. Understandable. Alright. So, on that note, thank you so much, mga katropa. No? Do you have anyone in mind that you want to greet? Do so now.
Well, i-greet ko lang yung girlfriend ko na nandyan. Hey!
Hello!
And yung ate ko na apparently ngayon na tumatawa most likely habang nakikinig right now.
Hello, katropang, what's her name? Sister?
Sister Laika.
Laika. Katropang yeah. Laika and katropang?
Aryan.
Hello, katropang Aryan. How about you, katropang Rats?
Babatiin ko yung isang course mate, org mate at kaklase ko, si Aliyah Villesa. Birthday niya ngayon.
Oh, happy
birthday!
Buti na lang, ako nahihirapan ako dun sa concept na yung pag nag-birthday ka sa February 29, no?
Oh my God.
Pero thank you and happy birthday kay katropang...
Happy birthday, Ali.
Ali. Alright, so katropang Andy?
Batiin ko lang yung twin sister ko na nasa media center ngayon.
Hello!
So, hi, katropang Alexa.
Hello, katropang Alexa. Alright, so again, thank you so much mga katropa and... when we do meet outside of this booth, don't be a stranger because once a katropa,
always a katropa!
Sa ating pagbabalik ay pagpapatuloy namin ni nakatropang Carl at katropang Ilang usapang kayamanan. Sa pagbabalik ng Tropang Rad, yo!
Yo! Halika na at makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na at makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ang bota tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Tunog at tinig.
Tula at titig.
Pulso at pintig.
Daloy at himig.
Dangal at pagtubig.
Tunog at tinig ng Pilipinong tugtugin.
Ang Tunog at Tinig ay isang pangradyong music magazine hatid ng UP College of Music. Maririnig tuwing Miyerkules ikalima ng hapon dito sa DZUP. Kasali ka.
Make Echo Bricks now. Step 1. Clean and dry out an empty 500ml PET bottle. Step 2. Pack the bottle with dry, non-biodegradable wrappers until it is completely filled and compact. Step 3. For UP Diliman students, you may deposit your Eco Bricks at the UP Hating Ibon Tambayan. Check out the Plastic Solution on Facebook for more drop-off points near you. These Eco Bricks can build flood rafts, homes, and schools.
Maging bahagi ng Plastic Solution. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Anak, gumamit ka ng baso kapag nagsisipilyo, ha? Sayang ang tubig.
Ang dami-dami kayang tubig.
Anak, huwag mong kakalimutang hugutin ng saksakan.
Ma, hindi masusunog ang bahay. Huwag OA. Ma? Ma? Nasusunog ang bahay! Tulong!
Huwag antaying mapahamak ang buhay bago matutong magtipid sa pagkonsumo ng enerhiya at tubig. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Tropang Radio!
Yo, mga katropa, it's 7:34 tayo po ay nagbabalik sa Tropang Rad.
Yo!
Ako si Katropang Carl.
Ako si Katropang Neil.
At ako si Katropang Gian. At nagpapatuloy ang ating usapan sa gabing ito, people and power.
Power to the people.
Wealth. Ayan, yan ang ating pinag-uusapan for tonight. Siguro, before we go to our discussion, can we check Twitter, what's happening?
Sa ngayon, ay marami nagla-like sa ating Twitter. sa mga nagfo-follow po ng at Tropang Radyo, maaari po kayong makisali sa ating usapan ngayong gabi. Baka share to us your thoughts on wealth, having wealth, managing wealth. Pero again, ano to, all types of wealth, hindi lang dun sa investment, sa money, gano'n.
Hindi sa money, pero nag-i-invest din kasi tayo sa ibang mga bagay, yeah, right?
So you can tweet us at Tropang Radyo.
For your thoughts, no? I'm not saying na medyo favorite ko si Katropang Rats. Siya kasi yung ano eh. Yung,
pero sinasabi mo?
In a way, dahil doon sa kanyang ano, he's very engaged in our Twitter, no? Mm-mm. Si at G Rappler.
may sarili siyang pa-plug.
Ayan, oo, kanina, di ba? Yo, katropa. Yes, oo, siya si katropang G-Rapper. Alright, mga katropas, balik tayo sa usapang kayamanan. At since na-bring up na rin yung investments, no? Siyempre yung investments, no, yan yung nire-relate natin sa wealth. And a while ago,
growing wealth.
Yes. Diyan natin napag-usapan din na hindi lang naman pera ang wealth, no? Pwede yan yung kalusugan mo, pwede yan yung pero it's already February 28 . Oo. Pero sige, sabihin mo. pwede sa wealth, pwede sa health mo, pwede sa career mo, 'di ba? Pwede sa iyong knowledge, pwede rin sa anumang mga bagay, no? Pwede sa kagandahan. Ngayon, how do you invest on things and paano kayo how do you decide na dapat itong pag-investan, let's say? Sige, katropang Neil.
Well, top of my mind. Mm-mm. Nalala ko lang yung sinabi ng isa sa mga mentors ko from Ateneo, si katropang Denzel. Binabanggit niya sa akin in relation to time, yung oras daw na wala katapusan pero nagkukulang. So, you have to make the most out of the moment while not forgetting to manage yung naka-allot for that. And I think there are particular yung segmentation then na kapag ka, if you want this, it's not always the want, but also kailangan ko rin ba to? So kung mag-i-invest ako sa isang particular bagay, hindi lang naman sa oras or sa siguro a source of security or source of comfort, yung basic necessities, siguro maraming factors na hindi lang basta-basta na susugod at yung pag-invest naman ay isang bagay na dapat pinag-iisipan beforehand.
Okay. How about you, Katropang Carl?
When you invest, depende yan sa anong attitude mo. Diba may ganun siyang
risk.
May ganun siyang pag-a-assess ng risk, diba?
Yeah.
If you're the type of person who wants to have the highest returns in the shortest amount of time, then inevitably you invest in things that are risky, di ba? Pero ang laki rin ng bagay na pwedeng mawala sa iyo pag doon ka nag-invest, di ba? So in relation to everyday investing in everyday things, maaring yun ay investing in experiences, di ba? There are certain experiences that are that have high rewards pero potentially higher din ang risk, di ba? And there are and meron naman mga tao na medyo moderate lang yung risk na pwede nilang i-take or willing silang i-take. And meron naman mga tao na risk averse or gusto nila yung very
minimal
risk involved. Pero ang downside dun ay minimal din yung returns na nakukuha mo, di ba? So in life, parang ako yung risk averse. Parang, ayoko masyadong lumabas ng bahay. Okay na ako dito. Ganun. So, there yung mga pinag-i-investan ko na things, they are, I think, secure. Kasi I invest in knowledge, in bettering myself, in bettering what I know about the world. So, hindi ganon kataas kaagad yung rewards nun. It takes time for the effects to be apparent, diba? So, those are things that I like to invest in.
Okay.
Pero sometimes naman, I like taking in a little bit more risk.
Mm-mm.
Pero yun nga, nakakatakot kasi yung risk, diba? When you're trying to grow wealth, kung anumang klaseng wealth ang sinusubukan mong palakihin, there is always some sort of risk involved.
Yeah. Stemming from itong risk na ito, how risky are you when it comes to relationships? Mga katropa.
Sino tinatanong mo, katropa ng Jill? Katropas natin sa Twitter. How risky are you when it comes to relationships?
Triggered! Ah, sige, ako muna. Ako na lang muna. Kasi parang never pa ako sumagot ng sagot. So, pagdating sa relationships, meaning romantic ones, I am a risk taker. Medyo high risk. Parang, tsaka mabilis din ako. Parang ano eh, para siyang dun sa finances na risk taker na high risk, na parang you bet most of your assets.
So parang ano, first date pa lang, I love you na.
Hindi naman first date.
Mga second.
Mga second date.
Mago.
Oo, pero pag nag-risk ako sa iyo, ibig sabihin, ikaw lang ang pinag-riskan ko. Wala nang
iba.
So,
alam niyo po yan. Alam niyo po yan. Alam niyo narinig niyo po yan mula kay katropan Gian, mga katropa. Siya po ay mahilig sa risk.
Oh,
pagdating sa romantic relationship. So, anticipate niyo na po na first date pa lang, may I love na yung you sa second date yun.
Dahil kasi syempre may ano yan eh, may simula muna eh, na parang konting investment na nagcha-chat kayo ganyan, o kaya meron kayong ano, pero pag nagkita na kayo in person, yun na parang.
So yung allowance mo mga one day katropang Gian.
Anong allowance?
So para ano, usap muna kayo first day, second day, I love you.
Pero mabilis nga talaga ako pagdating sa ganyan. Oo. Kasi iniisip ko, if I don't take the risk now, someone might take the risk on her and, you know, sila na. Paano na yun? Wala na akong, hindi ko na makakapiling yung mahal ko. Wow! Mahal ko na after 2 weeks.
Ngayon pala po, wala pa po siya kinikilala. May mahal na siya, di ba?
Iba talaga si katropa ng Gian.
Pero hindi, yun na nga. When I risk, I only risk on one person.
So, yan po mga katropa ay ang tinatawag natin na bad investing advice pagdating sa pera. dahil yeah, you should never put all your eggs in one basket.
Tsaka ito pa yung medyo masama. Parang di ba dapat inaalam mo yung mga ano mo, yung the corporations that you're going to put money into. Kumbaga, kung sa mga tao naman yan, sa romantic relationships, dapat inaalam muna natin kung sino sila, di ba, before we, you know. Pero ako, mabilis na. Tapos, ano, malalaman ko na lang yung kanyang personality pag nandun na kami sa setup na parang gusto ko na mutual, na exclusive yung setup. Anyways, kayo, mga katropas, your thoughts?
Ako nga, risk averse ako eh.
Mm-mm.
Pero when it comes to investing my time on people, mm-mm, I like not having all of my eggs in one basket. I like that metaphor na
I like that metaphor too.
Hindi kasi, di ba, for example, as with friends, sadly, when you meet new people, you're never really sure
mm-mm.
whom you are going to end up being friends with for a long time, di ba? And sometimes it surprises you na, ah, naging close kami, pero dati hindi naman kami medyo close, di ba? So, I like that feeling na medyo spread out yung investment ko ng time, ng effort, ng energy for other people na hindi siya nakabaling lang sa isang tao. I mean, definitely, pag romantic relationships, ibang usapan yun for me. Pero kasi, pagdating naman din doon, risk-averse din ako. I've never been in a relation in a romantically involved relationship. So, I really don't know how I'm going to behave kung nandun ako sa ganun type of relationship. But, pero sa tingin ko naman, pag doon, hindi naman ako yung tipong, ah, okay, maybe I should invest in different people at the same time. Parang hindi yata wise yun na gawin pagdating sa isang romantic relationship.
Okay, how about you, Katropang Neil?
Hindi ko kasi alam.
Wala na ako masabi kung sa sinabi ni Katropang Neil.
Wala
na ako masabi kay Katropang Carl.
Kung sa risk naman, pagdating sa romantic relationships, depende. Kasi may pakiramdaman na face. Pero hindi rin ibig sabihin na i-deprive mo yung sarili mo dun sa opportunity na pwede mo rin naman palang pwede ka umamin sa kanya, magtapat sa kanya, ganito, ganyan. Pero titimbangin mo rin. Ito ba ay makabubuti para sa inyong dalawa?
Pero oo, syempre, tama naman. Oo. I believe in that.
Aabot nga sa point na tatalon ka dun sa bakod in the sense na it's either you do it or you don't do it. So, nandoon sa time na kung yung kapalagayang loob ninyong dalawa na, okay, siguro. Ako kasi, naghahanap ako ng medyo, ipon mo ng lakas ng loob. Yung risk na yon. Though, of course, may mga points din na medyo diretso. So, I guess, depende siya sa pagkakataon at hindi lang pagdating sa romantic relationships. Yun nga, gaya sa nina sinabi nila, katropang Mitzi na kapag may force of may attraction na dun sa discount. Depende rin kung ano yung naka-discount. So, ayun. Depende siya.
Yeah. Alright. So, thanks mga katropas for your thoughts on risking
sa ating pagbabalik sa po ay si katropang Gian ang ating tatanungin ng mga tanong na hindi niya sinagot.
Kanina eh, sinagot ko na.
So, sa kanya lang yung
yung last segment po.
You know what, katropang Carl, na you know naman, diba, na although I want to be center of attraction? Of attention.
Yes.
Center of attention, I don't like it on certain times. So mga katropa, sa pagbabalik natin ay pag-uusapan pa rin natin ang usapang kayamanan, investment, love life sa pagbabalik ng Tropang Rad.
Yo!
Ikaw ba'y guro ng math and science? Kung ganun, tara na at makinig sa programang tanging para sa'yo. Go Teacher Go! Tungkol sa mga bagong math and science teaching techniques, inain, hindi lang pang guro, pang estudyante pa. Go Teacher Go! Tuwing Webes, alas 4 ng hapon, dito lang sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Halina't ipagdiwang ang talento ng CSSP sa Howly Spirit Month 2019 ngayong February hanggang March. Dalo na sa March 2 SSP Summit, March 4 CSSP Undergraduate Conference at March 8 Mixed CSSP. Ito ay hatid sa inyo ng CSSP Student Council sa pakikipagtulungan sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka! DZUP at 60, ituloy ang kwento.
Abay Juan, itikil mo na nga yung paninigarilyo mo.
Minsan-minsan lang naman to.
Isipin mo naman kami ng anak mo.
Papa, game ko na sa Sabado. Makapunta ka naman, di ba?
Oo naman, anak.
Ayon sa Civil Service Commission, 240 Pilipino ang namamatay araw-araw dulot ng paninigarilyo. Walang kasiguraduhan kung kailan kanito maapektuhan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Tropang Radyo!
Yo, mga katropas, 12 minutes till 8. Huling hiritan na sa Tropang Rad.
Yo!
Ako si Katropang Gian.
Ako po si Katropang Carl.
At ako si Katropang Neil.
Yes. At kung hindi niyo po nag-gets yung math ay 7:48, ngayon ay 7:49.
So 11 minutes till 8. Alright.
Yes.
Mga katropa, thank you so much dun sa mga naging guest katropas niya natin kanina and sa mga nag-i-interact, yung mga nagla-like sa at Tropang Radio sa Twitter. Alright? And you can also check us out sa Facebook page namin na facebook.com/tropangradio. Alright. So, usapang kayamanan pa rin tayo, no? Doon pa rin tayo doon sa investment na paksa, no? When it comes to investing or prioritizing, ano ba ang mas sa inyo, ano ba ang pinaka dapat pinag-iinvestan sa buhay ng isang tao? Like, on which aspects of life do you know, put most of your resources into?
Ako, now that I am a little bit older and hopefully a little bit wiser, na-realize ko na mas importante yung pag-invest ng time for certain things. Diba? Time for your family, time for your friends, time for yourself. Mahirap. Parang nowadays na nandun ako sa mundo ng adulting, ay mahirap na magkaroon ng time for anything. So, time sort of becomes a commodity that you have to really invest in bago mo ma-reap yung benefits niya, 'di ba? Hindi tulad ng dati na nagsaslack off lang ako nung college, nung high school, nung grade school. Na meron, and parang and it seemed like you had all the time in the world.
Okay.
Pero nowadays I realize na no, you don't have all the time in the world, 'di ba? Time is something that you really have to make time for, di ba? Being with friends is something that you have to schedule. Learning is something that you have to make time for or to allot time for, di ba? Or to lose sleep over, di ba? So may ganong sort of juggling act dun sa pagbabalance ng time ko for my for different priorities in my life. I think yes, yun yung na-realize ko after I left college.
Okay, how about you, Katropang Neil?
Ako, naisip ko lang yung pinuput forward ng philosopher na si Johann Huizinga.
Yeah.
Yung ludens.
Okay.
Na kahit anong mangyari, hindi ko tinatanggal yung pagkakataon na magkaroon ako ng ludens, yung leisure, if we are able, kung itatranslate natin siya. Well, leisure kasi, for example, from books, so I would invest at one point sa books, reading, or even the playing, the mere play. And also, syempre, yung leisure or yung fun, though hindi laman siya yung ganun lang talagang definition, dun sa mga, kapag nakakasama yung mga taong mahal mo. Kasi, syempre, maiksi lang ang buhay at kailangan natin na, gusto natin na saya. Gusto natin ng ayaw naman nating mag-spend ng buhay natin na nakalugmok. So, kahit anong pagkakataon, kahit na nakikita natin na medyo okay, medyo hindi ata ito yung panahon ko, I think at one point may makikita ka na source of your inspiration. So, doon naman gagaling lahat ng and in turn, maging source of strength, yung ludens na hindi mo tatanggalin yung bagay na nagbibigay sa'yo ng dahilan para mabuhay, para kahit pa paano magsaya. So, ayun. At mahilig ako sa mga laruan. So, ayun, lumabas din, but play.
Alright. Doon naman sa investing on love life, paano kayo malaki ba kayo mag-invest sa isang tao na mahal ninyo in a romantic way?
I ako hindi ko masasagot pa yung tanong na yan kasi I've never really invested in someone that I want to be in a romantic relationship with. I think theoretically I would want to be someone who invests a lot in the relationship. Pero hindi ko alam, hindi ko masasabi talaga ngayon kasi hindi ko mapepredict kung ano yung behavior ko kapag nalagay ako sa isang new situation that I'm not familiar with.
Okay. How about you, Katropang Neil?
I think yung sa yeah. Syempre, much as we want na ibigay yung lahat na ng ano natin, ng kaya natin sa kanila. Syempre, that's the ideal. Dahil nga, syempre, we already reserve ourselves for that particular person. Pero yun nga, much as a reality disappoints us most of the time, there are particular measures na somehow mapapag-isip ka rin na, okay, kung even this particular wealth of chances that you're giving to that person is the other person also give you, does the other person also give you that? Not that you always seek reciprocation, but also think of the other people that you love and that if nakafocus na lang this, to this particular kahit nga thing eh. So kapag ka nakatuon ka lang sa isang bagay, yung ibang bagay na nasa paligid mo, hindi mo na napapansin. So, I guess, it's more of making it, ano ba, ang hirap. Iniisip na lang namin na basta do sa then half ko, ang iniisip na lang namin na basta masaya sa panahon na to. E yun yung tinutuntungan namin kapag ka nagmumukhang malabo na hinaharap. O kung medyo nagkakaroon ng danger sa paligid. So at least somehow make settlements na that would act as your go-to while you're doing these risks.
Bye, katropa,
while you're having this wealth na ng pagkakataon while you're with each other.
Alright. So since ako nga ang inyong main, we should have a quickie. Alright. So, ang basis nito ay you just answer as quick as possible. And I'm going to throw questions to you. Alright. So, mga katropa, ano ang inyong sagot dito? Would you rather, anong pinaka gusto nyong makuha na marami? Money, food, love, friends, family, time.
Why not all?
Lahat.
Lahat din. If you have to choose only one. Ulitin ko, money, time, friends, family, love life.
Ako, time.
Family.
Knowledge, family. Alright.
Family.
Which of the things here would you, you know, like to have least of? Money, time, friends, family, love life, knowledge, time.
Less of wala, none.
Ako kung ako lang ay pipilitin sumagot ng isa, siguro knowledge.
Ah, sige, ikaw, katropang Carl, kung mapipilitan ka lang sumagot ng isa.
Ako rin siguro knowledge probably.
Totoo? Kasi knowledge?
Kasi
I'd rather sacrifice that than anything else.
Kasi yung curiosity naman right after that, if you will be hungry again to seek answers, to further explore the world, and it would have you enjoy your life ng mas alam mo, to live better.
Mm-mm.
Then I guess it's a good investment.
Okay, eto, mayaman ka, mas mayaman ka sa mga kaibigan mo pero mas pogi sila sa iyo, o mas pogi ka sa lahat ng mga kaibigan mo pero mas mayaman silang lahat sa iyo?
Mas mayaman sa kaibigan kahit hindi, kahit mas pogi sila sa akin.
Same.
Okay.
Ikaw ba, katropang
Gian? Ikaw ba, katropang
Gian? Hindi ka sumasagot na mga tanong mo.
Ayoko eh. Makikwiki ka din. Sige, Sige, para lang iba. Gusto ko mas pogi ako. Parang nasado. Sige, mas mayaman na lang din ako. Eto, anong pipili ninyo? Kayo ang nagbabayad sa isang date? Siya ang nagbabayad sa isang date or split the bill?
Split the bill.
Ako.
Ikaw ang nagbabayad. Ako rin ako. Gusto ko ako nagbabayad. Pero kung gusto niyang mag-split, edi fine.
Oo, nasa agreements.
Oo. Eto, life partner ninyo mas mayaman sa iyo? Yes or no? Meaning, mas okay ka ba doon na mas mayaman sa iyo yung partner mo?
Hindi yun yung criteria ko sa pagpili ng partner.
Same.
Okay, edi mas maganda sa iyo, mas beautiful sa iyo ang partner mo. Payag ka doon?
Ayoko naglalagay ng criteria kung,
diba?
Kung sino lang nakaklik. Eh, hindi naman lang. I mean,
this is the purpose of the quickie. You have to just answer something aside from wala.
Not putting any criteria.
Okay, then don't put any criteria. Medyo stern ng ating mga katropa. Ako,
ano? Sige lang.
Medyo stern sila mga katropa. Kahit ako yung main katropa.
Too complex to ano. Too okay. Complex to some... to summarize in just one yes or no question.
Okay, so we have 30 seconds down before we go to 8 p.m. Thank you so much, mga katropa, for joining us dito sa Tropang Radyo from 7 until 8 p.m. And sa DZUP, ako po yung napakikinggan ninyo from 9 a.m. until 8 p.m., mga katropa. And thank you so much sa mga katropa natin dito sa DZUP, kina katropang Gerald, katropang Jerry, katropang Julius, at sa lahat ng mga kasama natin katropa, at sa mga guest katropa natin, at sa mga nakinig sa atin sa DZUP.org, 1602 AM, at sa Facebook Live. So mga katropas, kung sa DZUP 1602 kasali ka?
Sa Tropang Radyo, kasali ka na?
Katropa ka pa!
Good night.
Happy Friday!
Thursday.
Kaya nga Thursday pa lang, pero Friday na doon. So happy Friday. Happy payday.